Great Nights at Forest Park is a 3-mile lighting show with pieces of display pieces on both sides of the road, and you drive along with synchronized music. So it is it's a feast for the eyes. We have over 650,000 lights in the park. And unlike some programs where they may say they have a million lights, where they're like the little Twinkie lights, ours are the ones about the size of your thumb. It's a big difference, and we're just very proud of the program and the quality of the event, and obviously people enjoy it because they keep coming back over and over again.
And the displays are not just Christmas-themed, because you also have some Dr. Seuss characters and some other things as well, right?
Well, we were very fortunate in that Audrey Geisel, Theodore Geisel's wife, gave us permission to do Seussland, which is, has all the Dr. Seuss characters. So we have that. We have the Toyland. We got permission from Hasbro to do all their characters. There's so many. The Winter Woods with the deer leaping over the road. We have many, and there are many childlike. What we do include in there is Everett Barney, who donated the land. We have his home in lights next to our Victorian village. It's just, I think it's, as I said, a feast for the eyes, and it's very family-friendly.
You mentioned the lights. I know you've undertaken a program to upgrade the lighting and switch over to LEDs, and I assume you've added some of those this year as well, correct?
We've added approximately 100,000 new lights. We change our light bulbs every year, but we're upgrading everything to LED, so they're much more brilliant. And so we have changed out about 100,000 of those this season alone.
And there are activities as well that go on in conjunction with the Bright Nights at Forest Park. Talk a little bit about those, if you would.
Well, to begin with, our opening night tonight, it's a rollback night, so it's $6 admission. And that's very inexpensive for this program, so we encourage people to take advantage of that. But next Wednesday, we have military night, which is December 4th, which is free admission with a military ID. And then we have a Christmas cabaret on the 6th featuring Brad Shepherd. We also have supper with Santa on two different nights at the Barney Carriage House. And they're just wonderful to see the little children all dressed up coming to this little dinner. And then we have many programs with Dinner with Dickens. We have wagon rides, carriage rides. We have a lot of things happening that some people may not even know do take place.
And coming up on Friday, you have another big event, annual event in downtown Springfield, and that's a parade.
Right. It's been our tradition to open Bright Nights on Wednesday. Then, of course, we sneak Thanksgiving in the middle. And Friday is the Tower Square Parade of the Big Balloons that steps off at 11 o'clock in the morning, going south on Main Street, and starts at the Paramount Theater and goes south on Main Street. And we're expecting tens of thousands of people to attend and some very wonderful large, large balloons.
And those large balloons include, of course, Cat in the Hat and some others.
Right. Yeah, Cat in the Hat. We have a new Yogi Bear that was just made. And all of it is made for children. You know, it might be something that we don't, you know, remember or I don't remember, but the children sure like it. And that's what it's all about. And so we're looking forward to having a great turnout. It's supposed to be very good weather on Friday. It'll be cold, but there will not be wind, and that's the thing you worry about with that particular event. So we've got a great week of activities going on. And once the parade goes by Tower Square, they have a marionette show going on. The Festival of Trees begins. So there's a lot to do in downtown.
And finally, we want to mention you'll be doing a holiday lighting in Court Square, and that'll be coming up next week, right?
Yes. That, you know, we have so many things to discuss here, but yes, that is very important. A week from this Friday, we will be turning on the lights in Court Square, and we're going to do some very special effects lighting because we're going to inaugurate the 100th anniversary of the City Hall and Symphony Hall. So the lights are going to go on the 6th, and there are going to be some really special effects both Friday and Saturday. But Court Square will remain lit through the holiday season. So we turn on the lights on the 6th. We go into Symphony Hall for a tour, and it's going to be beautifully decorated. The 7th is the Springfield Symphony Orchestra concert at Symphony Hall. And then the 8th, we have a free 215th Army Band concert at 2 o'clock on Sunday the 8th. And that is the actual 100th anniversary of the municipal group.